In this interview, I'm joined by my friend, Mr. Serge Ramilli. We discuss the recent disaster at Notre Dame.
This is TWIP.
Hey, folks, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Photo. Tonight's show is all about, you know, we try to do topical shows. We try to do, you know, technical shows, political shows, all that, all those sorts of things. Every now and then, something tragic happens that is affecting lots of people, photographers included. Today, I'm lucky enough to have my friend, Mr. Serge Ramilli, who is a photographer and also a Parisian and a Los Angelino resident. And he's going to be talking to us about sort of his experiences growing up around Notre Dame and how this tragedy has affected him in some ways that, you know, maybe all of us can sort of pitch in to help and get that treasure back to the state of that it was just a couple of weeks ago. All right, Serge Ramilli, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Frederick. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure to have you on. You and I, it's so weird how fast time goes, right? You and I have known each other for a while now. We were just talking before I started recording, and, you know, you just, what was it, 5 years ago, you and I were sitting in Paris.
6 years ago, because I moved here October 2014, and you helped me to get my original O1 visa, and we made about a year before. So we made like in 2013. Somewhere in 2000. Yeah. So it's been like almost 6 years. We had that beautiful fish dinner in Paris.
Close to Notre Dame, actually. That was fantastic.
It was 2 blocks away from Notre Dame. Yeah. What a tragedy.
Oh my God. That was 2 blocks from Notre Dame that we had that. That's crazy. That is crazy. And thank you for that dinner, by the way. That was delicious. Yeah.
No problem.
So let's dive right into this. So Notre Dame, just to set the stage for, you know, people that may not know what happened, Notre Dame is a cathedral in Paris. It took 100 years to build it, over 800 years old. Some things that are notable about this place is that, you know, and these are the notes I shared with you, Serge, that I just took just sort of doing my research to be prepared to talk to you, was that this is the place where Joan of Arc was beautified. That means she was blessed there. This is a place where Napoleon was made emperor, right, in this location. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This is the place where some of the artifacts there are the crown of thorns that reportedly adorned Christ's head during the crucifixion. So that's there, and luckily that survived, as well as they even have one of the nails that were used to crucify Christ, and that is housed there as well, right?
It's like, you know, Vizier Fatal, which is not religious, but it's like the true symbol of Paris. So, I mean, when I saw the images, I couldn't believe, because the flame was so high, they looked like 9/11. I, to be honest, I was afraid that it was like a terrorist thing, and because that's always really bad for everybody. But it was not. Apparently, I mean, they're still investigating, but apparently it's just an accident. They were renovating. I was actually there in November, and I was trying to get them photos, but there was so much scaffolded and so much paint and renovations. There was a lot of chemicals there. So I can imagine that an accident, can be bad. But the fire caught on really high. And luckily, they saved the two towers, which is really the face. I mean, the flesh, went down. There was sort of two arrows that went down, which is really bad. But two main towers still survive. I saw the photo of the next morning. My son went there. I'm actually flying there on Sunday. Because I was supposed to do a workshop. I'm still doing a workshop there. I'm just not going to shoot, go up to the top of Notre Dame as planned. Which is really, I mean, I've been shooting this for 15, 16 years now, and it's a tragedy. I mean, the good thing, though, is that, I mean, all the parishion went crazy, donating money. $600 million, I heard, was raised in one night, and the president announced that he wants to have it fully rebuilt in 5 years. You know, it's such a symbol for France that, you know, they are going all in.
Yeah, it is. It is a symbol for France, and it's a symbol for a lot of the Europe and the world, right? As a sort of a symbol of Gothic architecture, and you know, other cathedrals were sort of built based on what they did in Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, there was this famous story where this king, I forgot which one, from England, visited Notre Dame and says that, and then said, "I want the same thing." That became Westminster or something, or
Westminster Abbey. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Westminster Abbey was, you know, because the king saw it. I mean, it's unbelievable. I am not a Catholic myself, but the beauty and the aesthetic and the spirituality from that church, I've been there 100 times. It's unparalleled. It's a real tragedy. And but, you know, the one thing I kind of want to hold on to is that, you know, all the French, and we have so much international support, you know, of rebuilding it. You know, everything is toward, you know, that life is back, you know, Chaumont's gone, and let's put it back together stone by stone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. I mean, that's part of the inspirational part of this whole thing, yeah. You know, the inspiration and the beauty that comes out of a tragedy and how people around the world are pulling together to help restore this priceless sort of location on the planet. Right.
Yeah. And luckily nobody got armed, which is always cool, you know, anyways, just remember it. I have so much memory because as a photographer, it's probably the number one place I have shot in my whole career. It's like, wow, the number one item. So you know, and I've been shooting it for 15 years, all different angles. It's just an amazing place.
As a photographer, what's the most exciting thing about Notre Dame to shoot? Like when you go there? Because when I went there, it was just overwhelming. It just felt overwhelming, and the only way I felt I could capture it was to shoot the whole thing from, you know, get the whole thing in there. I look at your shots, and your shots are amazing.
Yeah, I mean, two things that I find. I mean, you know, I do have some connections, so I found like there's hotels. Like I actually went on the roof of the Hotel Notre Dame where you can. So and I have a famous photo that was a pano taken from that roof. That's the only angle you can get. But I would say the usual angle when you're behind Notre Dame, there is a bridge called the Pont de l'Archevêché. I don't know how you say it in English, but Pont de l'Archevêché.
Yeah, I'm not going to try that.
Bridge that's right behind that, and you have this sort of leading line with Notre Dame. And what's funny is that in April, May, June, and July, the sun sets right on the Seine River where you have Notre Dame on your right. You'll see a lot of these photos in the article I sent you. And so it's just, it's a photographer's dream where you have an amazing subject, you got leading lines, you got a great foreground, middle ground, and background. And if you're lucky to get a sunset, you just get a picture that you can get once in a lifetime, you know. It's Paris at its best because the way you can frame Notre Dame, because it's on an island, there's not so much cars around. I mean, it's actually rather easy to get amazing photos. The only thing that's kind of hard is if you go in front of it with the plaza with all the people, that's going to be hard. But if you go behind it or on top of it, you have something called the Seven Bridge view. It's the only view of Paris where you can see the Seine River, you know, doing like an S curve, and you can see actually seven bridges. It's a very, very famous photo that photographers have been doing for a century. And you can have the gargouille. I gave you one of this photo in the link I sent you. Mm-hmm. The gargouille, you know, as a foreground element in Paris as a background. So really shooting behind and on top was my two favorite spots in Paris. And that's gone now. I hope it's going to come back fast. Personally, I don't like to shoot, like, I want to remember how beautiful it is. I don't like the idea of shooting it, broken down.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's going to come back up fast.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. You took my question because I was wondering, this is a big event, right? I mean, it is photo worthy, right? So you're not going to photograph it?
It only is. I mean, I saw some of the photos, where you see, I mean, it looks like 9/11. Yeah. The problem with that is, and this is a very personal opinion, I am very optimistic person and try to be positive in a way. And so it's a policy that I have that I don't forward negative photos. Mm. It's just, that's who I am. I want to show the beauty of the world, not the tragedy of the world.
Yeah.
But this is personal. I mean, my son's was like crying last night because he didn't get a shot of the fire. I was like, okay, that's on you. But I don't think I will do it. Unless it brings some kind of hope. Like, you know, if I'm walking the street and I see a car accident and somebody dying, I'm not going to take a photo of it and post it on social media. I'm just not. You know, this. I think my role as a photographer is to share beauty, not to share tragedy. That's just me.
I love that. That's a good way to be. Yeah, there's enough people sharing tragedy in the world, right?
So yeah, we need to counterbalance that, and that's why on the post that I did was, here is how I remember Notre Dame, and, yeah. and here it's how it's going to come back to us. Yeah. That's what I want to put attention on. But that's just me. I'm sort of like crazy positive or trying to be positive guy.
I love it. You know, your positivity comes through in the videos that you do as well. So I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about, you know, Paris in that area and the workshops that you do there. So you have a superpower and an advantage over a lot of photographers, much like our mutual friend Valerie Jardin, right?
So Valerie does a lot of, street photography. I do, actual Paris photography.
Yeah.
So mostly monuments and so it's a 4-day workshop that I'm doing on the 14th of May in Paris. I'm actually doing one in Venice and one in Tuscany before that. But the Paris one is from the 14th to the 18th. It's 4 days. And, one evening I have to work something out because one day was fully Notre Dame where we start by shooting at the rooftop. Mm-hmm. And we go down and we do this whole, sunset thing. So I'm going to have to replace that one day. But, I'm 49 now, and I've been living in Paris for 44 years.
Oh, wow.
And shooting it for over 12. So, I got, special locations where you can get, views of Paris that tourists don't have access to. Special frame in the frame of the Eiffel Tower or the roof of Paris or things like this. I also want to bring people to the classical shots, but, I'm also going to bring them to sort of hidden places so they get this, sort of Paris iconic shots, but not the one that everybody's getting.
Yeah. Yeah. So no mimes, Serge, please. No mimes, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I want to transition away from that. And so you like you said, you spent 44 of your years in Paris, but now you're in Los Angeles. And there's a reason. And you live in, you have residences in Paris and Los Angeles, but there's a reason you're in L.A. Tell us about that. Why L.A.?
LA, because I've been I've been dreaming of being an actor my entire life. I even got into photography because of acting, which is crazy. I'll tell you the story really short, but, wanted to be an actor when I was a kid, got into computers and into sales, did really well into sales. But, when I arrived at the age of 34, 35, I was like, I'm going to do this all my life. I'm going to arrive at the age of 70. And I would have never given a chance to my dreams. And my dreams was really being an actor and a filmmaker. And so in 2004, I started training on being a filmmaker. But this was 4 years before the Canon 5D Mark II came out, where you could shoot videos. And I don't know if you remember this period, but before 2008, the only way to get video was to, there was no phones doing videos. There was nothing could do videos except, Panasonic G, I forgot what the name, PH1 or whatever it's called, which was like an $8,000 camera.
Yeah.
And that had no bokeh, so very, very large depth of field, really ugly pictures. It was really hard to get something. The only thing that was giving good video back then was actual film, 32, 60 millimeter film. And so I tried to do some of that, but it was so hard that I sort of gave up, went into acting lessons and, had a couple of failed actors as teachers. They were, just communicating how much it was art. So that was not very inspiring as a teacher.
This is how you fail as an actor, right?
Yeah. I mean, some actor teachers are amazing, but some are failed artists themselves. And you feel that, that's where they communicate. You think you're going to be a star. It's going to be hard, it's a hard blah, blah, blah. Anyway, every dream has got its, Darth Vader and things which are hard, so it's whatever. Yeah. But back in 2004, I was trying to make short movies and I was completely failing at it. I went on vacation in the Guadalupe with a friend and I had a Sony camera and I took a photo of a girl and he showed me Photoshop for the first time in my life because there was a lot of tourists behind. It was a beautiful girl, but there was a lot of stuff. And he says, there's a software called Photoshop. You can erase the people behind. I'm like, no, you're serious. He says, yeah. So he showed me Photoshop for the first time. And it was a huge, it was the biggest ha-ha epiphany moment of my life because I realized until I can figure out how to be an actor or a filmmaker, I can at least create something artistic, which is take photos. So I went back to work, as the VP sales of my company, of my brother's company. And then, but after work, I started taking photos just for getting some art in my life. And I did this for literally 6 years, while training and training and training until I had a a pretty badass collection of Paris, you know, 6 years in the making, shooting almost every night, watching tutorials almost every night for 6 years straight. And yeah, that's how I got into photography, and then later on to teaching. And now, I moved to Hollywood because I had an opportunity to team up with some people here, and we made a movie called The Hollywoodians. Came out on Amazon Prime last year.
Nice.
It's a comedy about a French guy, me, being in Hollywood and trying to make it and falling in love with a beautiful girl, but who's totally given up her dream on being an actor. And I have an angel following me around in Hollywood who is a bit of a crazy dude, and only I can see him, and he's giving me crazy advice to make it in Hollywood. It's a pure comedy, and that was the first movie. So I produced it with Canon. Canon friends helped me produce. They gave us all the camera, the lenses, everything. $110,000 worth of gear.
Wow.
To shoot the movie. Yes, it was crazy. So it was a full sponsor by Canon. So I was the lead actor and I was the producer. And voila, now I'm working on two other projects where I might play a small part as an actor, but it's made me as a filmmaker. So it's like my first debut as a filmmaker. So that's really why I'm here in Los Angeles. There's no, you know, there's no other reason why I'm here than just making movies.
I love that, man. So that movie is called The Hollywoodians. And yes. It's available on Amazon Prime today, right now.
Today, 100%. Yeah,
that's cool. So I think you may be my only friend that has an IMDb listing. So you're in IMDb, right?
Oh yes, I am.
That's cool, man. That is cool. Okay, so let's wrap up. I know you got to head off to a shoot in a couple minutes. So if people want to, we started this interview with Notre Dame, right? So if people want to help with that and support that effort, you've set up a mechanism where they can not only support Notre Dame, but you give it an incentive where they can get some of your courses. And I wanted to be clear. Because we're all marketers, right? That you're not getting any profit from the tragedy of Notre Dame.
I'm actually losing a lot of money, to be honest.
Yeah.
But here is the deal. A lot of people wrote me on social media, like, well, how can I do? What can I help? So I did some research. I found out there was two ways you can help, which is basically donating money to rebuild. And one website was pretty international. One was more local. So it's the official, you know, website of Notre Dame. And I called my webmaster and says, can we make a deal so that if they give money to rebuild Notre Dame, we can give some courses. And I decided to give my loan exposure workflow course. It's a 1.5-hour course on loan exposure, how to use ND filters. There's a lot of Notre Dame shooting in that course. Then I'm giving my CityScape masterclasses, how I've made my books. I've made 5 books on 5 different cities,
yeah,
with the second largest publisher in the world. So it's all about that. And the third one is, I forgot what was the first one, that was the third course I gave as part of this. Oh yeah, the composing masterclass, which is more on finding the right composition. It's about 7 or 8 hours of free training.
Wow.
And so it's just, you know, whatever amount you're giving, if you're giving it, then you can go and you can claim your course by showing a proof, you know, a screenshot of your receipt, and we'll send the course. It got crazy overnight, 400 people. We gave over 400 package of this 8 hours training.
Wow.
The photographic community has been helping. So the money doesn't go through me at all. You give the money to Notre Dame, you have a receipt, you show it to us, and we'll give you the course for free. And I'm only doing this to help. This is people which could have bought the course. I probably will lose a lot of money in the process. But, you know, we got to pitch in and do something. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
I love that. That's an example of using your superpowers for good, right? Right there.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of influence on social media. Yeah. So, and Scott Kelby, and you've been helping me. Scott Kelby has been talking about it on the grid. You know,
yeah.
I think Petapixel might do an article about it. You know, F-Stopper. You know, the whole community is trying to help. And I hope other people will do that. Maybe you will do that. Or, you know, you can... Whatever. I mean, everybody can do what they want.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's just a great way to, to focus the attention on positivity, which is, let's make it even nicer than it was.
I love it. Better than it was before should be the tagline there.
Yeah, I wish they would meet the stairs a bit. I don't know if you've been up there, but
No, I haven't.
I had to literally, you know, Scott Kelby could literally not pass. I had to push him up. He knows the story, you know.
That's awesome. So I got to ask Scott about
narrow.
That.
It's very narrow. So maybe there.
I love it.
That's not true because that's the tower, and the tower hasn't moved, hasn't been touched by the fire. So
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's a tragedy, and I'm happy that, you know, I was really afraid the whole thing was going to fall down.
Yeah.
Because if the two towers would have fallen down, that would have been like Paris, would have not looked like Paris. It's already bad, but... I think the fire was finished by 1 o'clock in the morning. Like they in six, it started at six, and at one it was like finished. In 7 hours, you know, they killed the fire without using a helicopter like Trump said to do, which would have probably destroyed the entire church.
Right. Right.
Not a, I can tell he's not a fireman.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea.
But they, so what they did is they, I saw like, cause I watched the whole thing from different angles. And what they did is they really went on for the tower, protecting the tower, protecting the tower and protecting the back. So only the middle of the roof collapsed. And I mean, it's bad. It's, you know, you're talking at probably $1 billion of damage. So it's really bad, but they are, they raised $600 million in overnight. It's crazy, you know, and with, you know, all the people, I mean, people want to help, you know, it's the money. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. I think they'll raise that money in no time. You know, like you said, 600 million, 700 million in just a couple of days. So yeah, it's just now it's just a matter of time until they get it done.
Well, the president said he committed himself for 5 years because some people were saying 10 years. He said 5 years.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, honestly, I've always seen Notre Dame under renovations. My entire 44 years I've been visiting it.
It was under renovations when I was there. Yeah.
There's always a section under renovation. So, you know, I mean, right now there's no roof. So, you know, it's bad. But
maybe this is a chance for the renovations to get finished and it'll just be completely done and ready to go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I think they were lacking money or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have the details. Anyway, so yeah.
Thank well, cool. For, so if people want to support, if they want to support, so obviously they can go to your website. So what's your website URL again?
Okay, so that's the problem is that it's not on the homepage. I should probably put it on the homepage, but it's PhotoSearch. Can you put it in the notes?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll put the link on the blog post for this episode, as well as in the YouTube comments, so people can find it.
Yeah, it's the actual link. It's pretty simple. It's photosearch.com/save-notch-dam.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
And, yeah, if you can put the link, that'd be awesome. You know, you can get, you know, it's also a way to thank you for helping us in this cause, and I'm giving you 8 hours of free training in exchange. You know, and whatever the amount it is, you know, do as much as you can. But, you know, we have given this course for people who are just giving $10, you know. Some people are giving $100. The average donation is more like $50. But, you know, whatever you can, you know, it makes a difference.
Love it. Serge, my friend, thank you for coming on, man. You know, just so people know, Serge is like probably one of the busiest people I know, and you jumped on with me just through an email and a text message to do this. So
you're a good friend, Frederick. I've been following you for like 7 years now. What you do for the community is amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for doing this, man. And good luck with everything. And safe travels out there. And good luck with those workshops. You said you had three coming up, right? So Venice, Paris, and Florence.
I'm starting off with Venice. Mm-hmm. If you go to photosearch.com and you go to the workshop section, Venice is already fully booked, so I took it out. But you still have some place on the Florence. So 2 days in Florence, 2 days in Tuscany, and then 4 days in Paris. There are still some seats available for these ones. Venice is completely booked.
Wow. Well, if you can manage it, go on these workshops. And if you can't go on the workshops, go to Serge's website and just, you know, follow him. The tutorials are perfect.
Thanks so much.
All right, man. All right. You have a good rest of your day and safe travels. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Ciao, Frederick. Bye-bye.
Okay. See ya.
This is Twit.